Hi, my name's Jose Leon. Welcome to the first episode of City Minutes on Two Harbors Public Access Community Television. Our first guest for this inaugural episode is the Honorable Mayor of Two Harbors, Lou Connor.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. It's great to be here with you today, Lou. Thank you for coming today to share some information with our viewers.
Absolutely, Jose. It's an honor to be here kind of on this inaugural episode. I really, really enjoy this. One of the things that was important to me as I was learning about Two Harbors and deciding to run for mayor was being sure that there was a lot of communication vehicles for the citizens. And this is another great one that I think that we can establish just to give some current information on what's happening. It's been about 6 weeks now to 2 months that I've been in office. There's a little bit of navigating, learning curve that goes on in terms of getting to know the ins and outs of the city hall itself. But Administrator Nordine has really embraced this and has been really helpful going forward and getting me through learning some of the ropes that are here and creating a consistent opportunity for the two of us to connect on a daily basis for that matter. So some of the current topics that we're dealing with now, I'm just going to kind of overview some of the things that happened Monday night at the city council meeting. First of all, a lot did happen with the legislature this year. So Jeff Anderson, who is one of our lobbyists down in the Capitol, came and gave us just an update on a variety of different things. The two that really stood out would be the Highway 61 corridor project, the fact that the transportation bill allowed for an additional $11 million, which was the gap in funding that we had. So now we'll be able to do the full project. And so he gave us some information on how that came about. And then the other one is with the bonding bill this year included the DNR land conveyance. So all of the waterfront property that used to be owned by DNR now has will become Two Harbors property. So we'll be able to use that from a development standpoint. Another big item of news that we kind of went over on Monday night was we have an opportunity for a developer to come in where the old VFW building was, Holiday Inn Express is looking there to develop property there. They needed a height variance. It went through the Planning Commission on their recommendation to the council. The council did approve that height variance. So now it's going to go on to the next steps in terms of development. They'll meet with Administrator Ordean and the appropriate people to see that project move forward. This was just kind of the first portion of it. We talked about the DNR land coming to us, just waterfront revitalization in general. There's a few different areas that have been discussed recently. So again, the land conveyance, there's discussions with Edna G, with the Friends of Edna G and the Edna G Commission as well, to talk about what's going to happen with her. Essentially, I think the long-term plan is to get her out of the water and get her placed in an area that can continue to be a museum and be the figment of or the I'm not sure what word I'm grasping for, but one of the prime areas of Two Harbors. It's on our logo. It's such a vital portion of the history and of the way Two Harbors exists.
Yeah, I think a focal point.
Focal point. There we go. So another area that within the waterfront revitalization, Veterans Group has approached the council about a veterans memorial. Great. The plans are great on it. It's a matter of where can that fit into the overall piece of the revitalization of the waterfront. And then stormwater management plan, we talked about on Monday night a little bit as well. So being sure that our runoff from the city is being handled appropriately, and that runs through that area. But finally, one of the big things that we discussed, I don't think it was in the public part of the forum, but we discussed on side discussions, was what's called the Friends of the Waterfront. There's a citizens group led by Jolene Brink that applied for a bond or a grant, I'm sorry, a grant to help them learn how to help plan for a waterfront revitalization, not to build the plan itself, but learn how to get to that point. And they were approved for this this grant. It was a competitive grant. 63 different groups across the country applied for this, and only four received the full grant, like our friends of the waterfront did. So that's exciting as well. Other items that went on that are in the news right now from Two Harbors standpoint, as I said, the Highway 61 corridor plans and discussions with MnDOT. We're now back to the point where we can look at the plan as it originally existed. We spent about 6 months with some altering plans because we didn't have the full budget. Now that we have the full budget, going back and making sure all the questions that everyone has, whether it's from the county, from the state, from MnDOT, DNR, are all addressed as we move forward. So those discussions are moving now, and I think we'll start to move fairly quickly. Another area that is kind of hot on the ticket as well right now would be the progress regarding abandoned and dilapidated housing. Those discussions are starting to take place. I don't think there had been an overall plan for it in the past. There's going to be some talk of making the process in terms of determining which houses and trying to be sure that they're in compliance, what process we're going to do for that. But there's discussion now that things are being addressed. And then we also on Monday night created what I think, I'm not sure we're going to have this as the actual title for the committee, but essentially it's a housing planning committee where we can look at the potential developments that are coming in. We get different entities, developers, asking questions and having an interest. And rather than taking them piecemeal, one wants something here, one wants something there, we're going to put together a committee from the council that will take a look at a consolidated effort and be able to look at all the land that we have and decide with input from others just what's the best model, what's the best plan, so we can say, here's what we'd like to do, here's a request for proposals from the developers, and let them respond. So that's just getting underway. First meeting on that will be in a couple of weeks. So we'll see how that ends up getting established. So those are kind of the current topics. There's a few others that are still being discussed. Some new, I guess I call them new future items. One of them, Senator Hochschild and Representative Zalesnikar, both had approached me independently to meet with the council. They did a town hall a few months ago before I was mayor. I was able to attend that just in the audience, but they'd like to do that again. So we're coordinating that sometime in the next 2 or 3 weeks. I think we'll have that done. Heritage Days, of course, is coming up. I'm really excited to be a part of that. I'm going to be in the parade we have an ATV that I use to plow snow all the time that we refer to as Sarge. So Sarge will be driving me around in the parade with my wife Jen as well. And then Thomas the Train is going to be here for 2 weekends in August. So that's really exciting as well. It's another opportunity to let Two Harbors shine in terms of a community and a lot of people are going to come in. It's different than a different demographic, I would say, than what we probably had with the tall ships last year. But still, a significant number of people that'll be good from an economic standpoint as well. And that's really the near future. It's one little bitty one. I had an opportunity to ride on the North Shore Scenic Railroad inspection tour, which was essentially Lake County Commissioner, or not Lake County Commissioners, St. Louis County Commissioners, some of the Railroad Authority, Ken Buehler. A lot of people will know who Ken Buehler is, kind of leads all of this from the depot down in Duluth. And on that train was the gentleman who's a city council member, and I am sorry that I'm not recalling his name. I think it's Anderson is his last name, council member from Minneapolis. And he's also the executive director of the Alliance for the Northern Lights Railroad. And he sat across from me. We started talking, and already he's got visions of this getting extended to Two Harbors someday. Now, that's way out there. But it is something that we're already talking about, and I'm pretty excited about. And that's really from a conclusion standpoint, that's what I got. Maybe if you're able to do it, if you want to reach me, I have an email address for now that's mayorconner@twoharborsmn.gov. I'm welcome to respond to every email that I get. So if you can have any questions, please feel free to reach out.
Well, great. Thank you very much for joining us today. You touched on a lot of topics there, and I imagine your inbox is going to get a little bit filled up there.
I hope so.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And thank you for joining us on this inaugural episode of City Minutes.